WTNB News Time is 8:05. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A cordless drill was used as the weapon in an assault investigated by College Station police Friday night. An occupant of the loft's apartment, 21-year-old Matthew Lentz, is accused of striking an apartment security officer. Then as the officer called 911, Lentz is accused of getting a power drill and turning it on while pushing it against the officer's neck. The security officer said Lentz eventually dropped the drill and he restrained him until police arrived. The security officer said he had taken Lentz's car keys and driver's license after he came to the lobby highly intoxicated. Lentz was escorted back to his apartment when the assault occurred. A Bryan man is accused of stabbing his mother multiple times after she told him to stop playing on the computer and help around the house. Police say 20-year-old Ulrich Kaczurek used two kitchen knives in the attack Friday night. The mother was taken to the hospital for treatment of 8 cuts to her jaw, shoulder, hand, chest, and neck. The mother, who called 911, told police her son eventually gave her the knives, then walked away, and she hid the knives under the bathtub. Detectives say Kaczurek was arrested after confessing to Friday night's aggravated assault. A Bryan man arrested 4.5 years ago for downloading child pornography on his family's computer is off to prison. A jury trial in Brazos County District Court ended in a plea agreement where 37-year-old Nivlak Simmons was sentenced to 10 years. He won't appeal the conviction and punishment, and he'll be required to register as a sex offender the rest of his life.
There was never any actual communication with any children or any actual, like, videos or anything like that to indicate that it ever went beyond just downloading child pornography.
Assistant Brazos County District Attorney Jessica Askew says it took time to determine it was the defendant who downloaded close to 300 images between 2005 and his arrest in 2008.
Showed a perfect synchronization that when Nivlak Simmons was not at work and Susan Simmons was at work is the times when child pornography was being downloaded on the computer.
Askew says the computer was shared with Simmons' wife and their 4 children. She says FBI agents in Illinois detected Simmons downloading images of child victims from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Another man has been charged with murder in the recent Snook shooting. 24-year-old Anthony Allen of Caldwell, who was treated and released from the hospital, is now being held in the Burleson County Jail. He's charged with the murder of 31-year-old Marcus Carroll of College Station with a $1 million bond. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan was previously arrested and charged at the scene of the crime, which is still under investigation. A College Station man is accused of driving over several mailboxes and striking a parked vehicle on Longmire near Deacon, then leading police on a pursuit. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says 20-year-old Tyler Willis landed in the hospital before going to jail.
The pursuit ended at Texas Avenue right in front of the Burger King. The defendant had lost control of his vehicle and jumped out of the driver's door, landing in the inside lane of the northbound Texas Avenue.
The Thursday night incident took place after College Station police responded to a report of a bicyclist who was hit by a van in the middle of Welburn Road near Graham Road.
The driver of the van saw a white car coming from the northbound lane come into his lane as if he was going to turn westbound. To avoid collision, the van swerved into the median and struck the bicyclist.
The bicyclist, 42-year-old Sean Jobert, was taken to the med with serious injuries. Logan says he was not wearing a helmet and there were no lights or reflectors on the bicycle. The Bryan School Board will listen but take no action tonight on the proposal to change the attendance zones of Bryan and Rudder High starting next year. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says making both schools 4A for extracurricular purposes would reduce the amount of time spent outside of the classroom.
You ask our teachers and our students to do well academically, but yet they're on the road. And people need to remember that our extracurricular people travel. Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, there's a great deal of travel. And so we wanted to make for sure that those teachers got home at a reasonable hour, and as well as our students.
Tonight's public hearing starts at 6 at the Bryan ISD Administration Building. As the newly elected District 14 representative who covers rural areas around the Twin Cities, Cal Cassell says he's keeping his eyes on the situation developing between TCEQ and Dow Chemical, determining Brazos River water rights. Cassell says although cities are somewhat protected, rural areas are possibly threatened, and the Texas Farm Bureau has already filed suit.
I've talked to a number of farmers up and down the Brazos. I mean, this is also affecting our friends further west. I know I've talked to Marsha Farney and the two Sheffields, J.D. and Ralph. I mean, this is having implications all along the basin of the Brazos. So it's going to be very interesting times. Dow did call in at senior water rights.
Cassell says all the days they've been skeptical and argued about junior and senior water rights are coming to a head. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 35 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Hey, good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable cloudiness for today. Cool highs 43 to 48. A few widely scattered showers as well. Clouds and maybe a shower tonight, lows near 35. Some sun tomorrow, there's the risk of a shower too, highs near 45. Tomorrow night, it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy. It continues to be chilly, lows near 30. Partial sun will develop for Wednesday, and that should allow us to warm up a little bit. Highs Wednesday afternoon around 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 8:13. Okay, remember the newspaper that decided they were going to print the database that had all the gun owners in the counties?
Yes.
There and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, White Plains resident pinpointed on the handgun permit database was burglarized Saturday when the burglar's target was the homeowner's gun safe. They went there because he had guns. We thought people would go to places where they didn't have guns. No, no. At least
they've got to get the guns so they can go to the places that don't have the guns.
Exactly. At least two burglars broke into the home at 9:30 on Saturday night, but were unsuccessful in an attempt to open the safe, which contained legally owned weapons, according to law enforcement sources. One suspect was taken into custody. The gun owner not home when the burglary occurred. The source said the victim, who was in his 70s, told Newsday on Sunday that he did not want to comment while police were investigating. He said the police are doing a full investigation. There was broken glass in the backyard on Sunday and a ladder leading to the second-story window. Neighbors on the street of Modest Colonial Homes said they had heard about the burglary. So first we thought the idea was that they were going to do that because they would stay away from the places where they had guns because obviously guns were present. But maybe they really checked on this guy, said, hey, he's 70 years old. This is when he's gone. Let's go in there and find his guns. So
now they have guns.
No, they got caught.
They couldn't open the safe.
Our thought, again, we thought it would be because the people couldn't defend themselves, or we could just break it and steal guns.
Thank heavens people in Texas have more sense than to publish something like that
in
the newspaper.
Well, yeah, but that's not to say that all the people in the media in Texas have got good sense.
No, I mean, we do stupid stuff too, but we wouldn't do that. No, not in Texas.
Don't count on it. There's always Austin.
Well, that's right. We'll wait and see. Three men and a 14-year-old boy have been arrested in connection with a violent brawl at a baby shower in Massachusetts in which bottles and punches were thrown and furniture was smashed.
When you say punches, do you mean like punch, or do you mean like with your
We're
fist
talking like,
in a
yeah,
ball?
Yeah, like fist in a ball kind of
all
thing.
Right, not, you said bottles not, and punch.
Not
yeah.
Hawaiian.
No. Got a 24,
it's a baby shower.
24-year-old, a 24-year-old, a 22-year-old, and again a 14-year-old will be arraigned today on charges including disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, assault and battery.
What were they fighting about?
Well, the police responded to a function hall at 11:45 on Saturday. That's, you know, like a place that you rent to have some sort of function. That's why it's a function hall, right?
Hell, that works.
Yeah, exactly. They were called at 11:45 on Saturday and found as many as 200 people involved in the fight that was sparked by uninvited guests. The fight involving women went on in front of children. It was a nightmare, according to a sergeant for the local police department. Very nice.
Love that.
Let's crash a baby shower because we have nothing else to do.
At 11 o'clock on Saturday.
I think it's a grand idea.
When did they start selling liquor in that,
that
part of the world?
That's right. Had nothing else to do. And again, and a 14-year-old involved too?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, well, let me see. We do talk about, from time to time, the Famous Bowl, right?
Yes. I've heard so much about Famous
Bowl. I know, and you haven't had one yet.
I have
yet to
pass one past my...
Comedian named Patton Oswalt, I think, may have put together a pretty cool bit. He walks into the Kentucky Fried Chicken and asks what they have that's good there. And they begin to tell him. And as they're in the midst of explaining it, he goes...
Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me? And I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch. Yes, we can pile that in a bowl. But we can also arrange it on a plate like you're an adult with self-respect and dignity. There's no need to put that in a single bowl. Just pile my food in a brown mound in a bowl. And is there a way that the bowl can play Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky while I eat it alone in my apartment at 2 in the morning with all the lights off and just... That's their most popular item. They can't keep them on the shelf. America has spoken. Pile my food in a bowl like I'm a dog. If there's any way you could put my dinner in a blender and liquefy it and then put it into a caulking gun and inject it into my femoral artery, that would be even better. But I know you don't have a lunch gun, so until you invent that, just make me a failure pile in a sadness bowl. That's what I want.
Aww.
I want a failure pile in a sadness bowl.
I think that is the definitive explanation of what we're talking about.
A failure pile in a sadness bowl.
Yeah.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Stocks are poised for early losses. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It looks like Apple shares could drag stocks lower today. The Nasdaq futures are especially weak after the Wall Street Journal reported demand for the iPhone 5 has not been as strong as expected, and Apple has cut back on orders for components. There are concerns about consumer spending. Everyone's take-home pay is down. That's because in the debate over the fiscal cliff, Congress never addressed the reduction in Social Security withholding that's been in effect the last 2 years. The reduction expired at the end of 2012, and wage earners lost another 2% of their pay to the government. A new ad for Coca-Cola will take on the obesity issue. The commercial will mention that Coca-Cola has a history of introducing drinks with fewer calories. It will also point out that weight gain is the result of consuming too many calories, not just calories from soda. Objections from European Union regulators have scuttled United Parcel Service's plan to buy the Dutch delivery company TNT. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and ink refill. Limit 2.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:22. And Kevin, I know you did this because you did mornings. There are people out there who just are dying to have publicity for somebody who they're representing. And, I mean, it's to the point where we get this magazine here, I think once a month, called the Radio TV Interview Report. I mean, an opportunity for you to speak.
The number 10 Aggies ended last season.
That's what I thought. To make you speak. Give you an opportunity to speak to authors. They'll give you a free book, and then you have this author, and you set up a time, and they come on. Because we could be interviewing a lady today who has a book that's called Directional Sense, If You Can't Find Your Way Out of a Paper Bag. We've got that person for you. We've got the person that has How Dancing with the Stars Can Teach You to Take Back Your Life. That could be yours if you wanted to hear us talk to that author. Then there's How to Become a Hometown Celebrity. Judy Cohen can tell you how to do that. Then there's How Wall Street is Legally Preventing Millions of Baby Boomers from Ever Retiring. We can do that one. Let's see. Then there's Got That Nagging Feeling That Life Should Be More Than This. They have that for you. Why You Should Use Dog Training Techniques with Your Kids in 2013. That can be yours. Put a leash on them. Shock collar probably won't work. How about this
one? It's slightly illegal.
That's right. Is your home number holding you back? How your physical address affects your success.
Is that Glynis McCants?
No, this would be Jesse Kelsey. He reveals how to improve your life with number patching, displaying small numbers with your home or business address that alter the vibrations around you. The significant numbers that led to success for companies like Apple and Microsoft. Okay. How to figure out whether your home address spells success or it's holding you back. That's right.
Riveting. Riveting radio.
How you can align yourself with celebrities and change your numbers.
Riveting.
That's stuff that we could be doing. We're not, but we could be doing it for you.
Just so you know.
Just in case you really thought. Like Wikipedia. Wiki Voyage will be free and carry no ads and will be user-centric with a travel spin targeting travelers both online and off, and even wants to enable users to print out mini guidebooks customized to their itineraries.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, also wants to get you into all sorts of travel books that they publish. Aha, yes. But can Wiki Voyage compete in an already crowded field of established, well-funded traveling offers? You know, there's that TripAdvisor, there's Yelp, there's Lonely Planet. Wired Magazine says the volume can make its entries quite competitive because, after all, it's Wikipedia,
yep,
which is a lot of folks. A lot of people do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
The site's goal specifically says that it aims not to be an advertising brochure or Yellow Pages. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It's a daunting task, but then what encyclopedia publishers thought would be mowed down by the Wiki Army? I mean, they basically... Do you hear about anybody talk about Encyclopedia Britannica anymore?
No.
Or Collier's?
No.
No. I guess they still exist. I'm not sure, but Wikipedia has pretty well taken that over.
Yeah, I think my dad's got some still.
Yeah, right. They're somewhere in the attic someplace,
from
right?
72.
Yeah.
Early losses. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger.
We already did that. And it was fascinating the first time we heard it, Jeff. Thanks a lot, though.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy with his show tonight on the Aggie Radio Network. Starts at 7 o'clock, broadcast in the local market on WTAW, our flagship station, from Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station. Recent show, Coach Kennedy asked about Fabian Harris and what he brings to the floor.
We've asked him to play the two position, and we've asked him to play the point guard position, and that's hard to do, to learn two positions. And he's done a good job, you know, being patient. You know, defensively we're challenging a little bit more than maybe he's been challenged in the past, but he's always been a primary scorer for where his junior college and his high school team, and so now we want him to score. You know, he's learning his role. It's like he said, it's just a transition, but his attitude, and he's all about the team.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy on guard, Fabian Harris. The Billy Kennedy Show on the air tonight from 7 until 8 here on the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Basketball Report.
This week at Sterling Auto Group, any trade goes. During Any Trade Goes, Sterling Auto Group will give you top dollar for any trade. You heard right. Sterling Auto Group wants your current car, truck, or SUV, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. So you can drive home a new Buick or GMC for possibly less, yes, less than you're paying now. Get $10,000 off any select 2013 GMC Texas Edition truck in stock. That's thousands less than Chevrolet. In fact, not only do GMC Sierra trucks cost less, they look better and have more standard features than Chevy. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $279 per month. 0% APR for 72 months is also available on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 72 months at 3% APR plus TTL and fees with approved credit, zero APR. $1,389 per thousand financed. Offers not in combination. Comparison is based on Chevy MSRP. All incentives to dealer.
The slippery leaves of carnivorous pitcher plants keep hapless insects and other prey from crawling to safety.
The surface that they evolve has a microstructure that traps a water layer. So the insect is hydroplaning inside the pitcher plant the moment it steps on this water layer.
That's Harvard materials chemist Joanna Eisenberg. Her team has now recreated the structure and properties of the plant in the laboratory. She says this nature-inspired synthetic coating could have many industrial and medical uses, from de-icing airplanes to preventing blood clots.
Unwanted liquid surface interactions are a limiting factor nearly everywhere where liquid is handled or encountered. We really pretty much decided to steal from nature, but improve a little bit on the components.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide, 800-664-8864.
Allen Honda always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas, from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, and Allen Honda's service department is top-notch, always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
WTOW News Time is 8:31. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. For the first time since Rudder High School opened 5 years ago, there's a proposed change in attendance zones. The Bryan School Board holds a public hearing tonight starting at 6 in the administration building. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says if approved, it will grow Rudder to near capacity while creating more space at Bryan High.
Bryan High School will be a little smaller. Currently, they have 2275, I believe, is the latest number, and so it'll be a little bit smaller. But we're looking at some options of putting some different programs and stuff at Bryan High School to utilize that campus and that facility better, because it was built for 3,600, and so our hope is to have both those schools, both high schools, at a larger foray.
The school board will not vote tonight on the proposal, which would take effect next year. As one of several freshmen to the state legislature, Representative Kyle Cassell says he feels they will have a chance to step up more than they have in past sessions. For one, Cassell says he feels that he and Cecil Bell will have a great opportunity to play a very big role in agriculture.
And, you know, I've met a lot of these freshmen that are either involved in real estate or investments, and, you know, they'll have a big impact in accountants. It'll have an impact on appropriations and across the board on our financial needs. And I go back to Cecil and I have both been involved in the water debate over the last 20 years from agriculture, municipality, and industrial needs.
Cassell feels they have a wealth of information to offer, and he and Bell have already had meetings with leadership recognizing that knowledge. A bicyclist is hospitalized after being hit in the middle of Welburn Road near Graham Road Thursday night. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says a van that swerved to miss being struck by a turning car made contact with the bicyclist.
The bicyclist was struck and raised up, and he slid down the driver's side of the van. He was not wearing a helmet and was wearing all black and had no lights or any reflectors on his bicycle.
42-year-old Sean Jobert was taken to the med with serious injuries. Later in the evening, police responded to the area of Longmire and Deacon, where Logan says the driver of a pickup had struck several mailboxes and a parked car.
When officers arrived on scene, the same truck was seen driving through the accident scene. Officers then followed the defendant to make contact with him. The defendant was located, stopped on the intersection of Treehouse and Longmire Drive.
A short chase ended at Deacon in Texas when the driver jumped out of his truck. 20-year-old Tyler Willis of College Station received medical treatment, then was arrested and taken to jail. More than 4 years in the making, a Bryan man has been convicted of downloading close to 300 images of child pornography. 37-year-old Nivlak Simmons entered a plea agreement that ended a jury trial in Brazos County District Court.
There was never a question that the person was intentionally trying to download child pornography because, again, we had those search terms, and we also had a history spanning years of somebody intentionally downloading child pornography on multiple occasions. The question was, who did it, and how can we prove that they knew that there was child pornography on the computer? And only by digging through the computer and analyzing times and places where we knew people were, could we put it together and say, yes, Nivlak Simmons was the one who was guilty of downloading child pornography on the computer.
Assistant Brazos County District Attorney Jessica Askew says Simmons was sentenced to 10 years. He won't appeal the conviction or punishment, and he will be required for the rest of his life to register as a sex offender. Askew also says Simmons had no personal or online contact with any children. A stabbing in South Bryan Friday night left a mother in the hospital and her son in jail. Police say 20-year-old Ulrich Kaczurek confessed to using two kitchen knives to stab his mother 8 times to her jaw, neck, chest, hand, and shoulder. The mother told investigators the stabbing occurred after telling her son to stop playing on the computer and help her around the house. Afterwards, the mother said her son walked away, then she hid the knives under the bathtub, moved to a back room, and called 911. A resident of a College Station apartment complex is accused of assaulting a security officer with a power drill. A security officer at the loft's apartments told police Friday night the resident had walked into the lobby highly intoxicated, so he took his car keys and driver's license and walked him back to his residence. The security officer says when he tried to leave, he was struck. While he called 911, the officer says Lentz got a cordless drill, and during a struggle, Lentz was able to turn it on and press the drill against his neck. The officer said Lentz eventually dropped the drill, and he was restrained while waiting for police to arrive. And the investigation of last Sunday's shooting at the Cotton Village Apartments in Snook continues to develop. 24-year-old Anthony Allen of Caldwell has been arrested and charged with murder following the shooting death of 31-year-old Marcus Carroll of College Station. Allen joins the equally charged 19-year-old Broderick Gerber of Bryan at the Burleson County Jail. Each has a $1 million bond. WTAW News time is 8:36. It's 35 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, there you go. It's Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Hi today. Well, just looking around, we're fortunate where we are right now. Even here in the state of Texas, it's pretty dang chilly in some places. But look for a high temperature today, at least on the thermometer, even though it won't feel like it, of 46 degrees, with a 40% chance of precipitation. Maybe a little bit of, they've taken the sleet out. Okay, so just a 40% chance of rain.
Oh, good.
Yep, low tonight, 32. Then tomorrow we're looking at a 20% chance of showers. 43 will be our high. We'll freeze tomorrow night at 30. We'll freeze on Wednesday night at 31. And then sunshine for the rest of the week on Thursday and Friday, and highs probably in the middle 50s. So I decided, well, let's scout around the state and see what we got. In Waco, it's 32 right now, and in Dallas, it's 30. But let's go up to Amarillo. Amarillo's nice. Amarillo's you got 19 degrees right now. Amarillo, Texas.
No, thank you.
Low tonight will be 14. Then tomorrow, though, and by the way, the high will only be 29 today with sunny skies. Then talking about 17 for a low, 25 for a low, 24 for a low in Amarillo. But they're used to it up there, right? Chill factor is 6. The chill factor is 6 right now in Amarillo.
Thank you, no.
Yeah, all right. So just be, I know, doesn't feel necessarily really good here, but it could be worse.
All things considered.
It's here on NPR. Yeah, I've heard that. Anyway.
Oh, stop.
Thank
it.
You. A California man charged with keeping an alligator-like reptile as a pet to guard his marijuana stash. Police allegedly discovered a 5-foot caiman protecting $100,000 worth of pot at a home in Castro Valley. A spokesman said, "We get guard dogs all the time when we search for grow houses and people stashing away all types of dope, but alligators? Don't get one of them every day." The reptile's owner was arrested, charged with possession of marijuana for sale. The caiman was confiscated and taken to the Oakland Zoo, but later it passed away. Caiman's indigenous to Central and South America. All right, here you go. DVD sales and rentals, so you can be like everybody else. Number 3 was, as far as sales are concerned, Total Recall. I guess that's the new one?
The new one, yeah.
Okay. Have we heard anything about that?
No.
I kind of liked the first one.
I did, too.
Yep. Dark Knight Rises is number 2, and Looper is number 1. And, in fact, when it comes to rentals, the exact same 3 in the exact same order. Total Recall, Dark Knight Rises, and Looper. So there you are. Let's see. Oh, by the way, on Looper, you can get Looper, I think, on video on demand right now, by the way. On
have Facebook. You seen it?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to it.
I want to see that one.
Yeah, yeah. I think it looks kind of fun. Okay, this may hurt your street cred a little bit.
because we both got so
yeah,
much
well,
of that.
Yeah, it's not really for us. It's a guy who's a bodyguard, Moshe Benubu. Moshe Benubu is he's the former bodyguard of Justin Bieber, and he's filed suit claiming that Bieber roughed him up.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
He's the bodyguard, okay? Apparently outweighs Justin Bieber by 90 pounds, and a former Israeli soldier. And he's
those guys are for real.
I know. Well, anyway, he wants $420,000 in unpaid overtime. But again, Justin Bieber roughed him up? Not sure.
Yeah,
all right,
I don't believe I go public with
nah,
that.
I don't think so. All right, so let's say you got one of these, you got a new iPod Touch or an iPad or an Android or whatever, and you've had it for a few weeks, and you've figured out something very simple, and that is at 99 cents a piece or $1.99 a piece, the apps can add up fast, and there's nothing worse than spending a buck or two on an app only to discover that it's a dud. So can you get a refund? For Apple devices, if you simply dislike an app or it has a glitch, then Apple won't issue a refund. But if the app was purchased by mistake, you may be able to get your money back. Log into your iTunes purchase history or open the email you received when you made the purchase and then click on Report a Problem, fill out the customer service form, in other words, lie, and Apple will contact you with the next steps.
What if your kid purchased it?
Well, that may be a good place to go. That may be a way to go with that. That's true. If you have an Android device, Google Play has a generous policy. Uninstall the app within 15 minutes of buying it, and you automatically receive a refund.
Oh, that's cool.
That's much better. Go to the page in Google Play where you bought the app, and then just touch refund, and it's done. So if you've been apping it up, or if your kid has been apping it up, then that way you may be able to get rid of some
my
of those.
My kid's six, and she can navigate my iPad faster
See,
than I can.
Bothersome, isn't it? Yes. Unlike unhappy holidays for PC retailers and manufacturers, for the first time in 5 years, sales of PCs and notebooks were lower than the previous year, according to a new analysis. The launch of Windows 8 was a yawn. That's a surprise. Windows, really, their launch is just people don't like it. And if you've seen Windows 8, and you'll see it on, I think, the Surface commercials is probably the best place to see them. I mean, it's a whole new look. It is.
Yep.
For an old guy like me, I know, I'm pretty used to what my desktop
change
looks
is
like.
Bad.
Yeah, don't be doing that kind of stuff to me. And again, even some of the reviewers had talked about how their kids were, and again, these are kids that are like 10 and 13, saying, I want to go back and play on mom's computer. I don't want to use yours because I don't like the way it looks. And again, if you have 10 and 13s who don't want to do it, then you may have a little problem getting this thing off the ground. But of course, since Windows 8 is jammed in every new computer that you buy, slowly but surely, we must bear the mantle of Microsoft, which is neither, and their Windows 8.
They did that with Facebook, too.
Yeah.
And everybody hated the new timeline layouts and everything.
And, you know, slowly but surely, they'll grind you down.
Because that's
presume.
What they want.
That's right. Anyhow, the IDC group reports that while 90...
Is that I don't care?
Yeah, really? No, don't know. It's called the IDC group. Reports that while 90 million units were sold, those sales were about 6% lower than last year. And they had expected there would be some decline, but not 6%. Figures from another group say that PC notebook sales down as well 11% compared to last year. So, people not interested about that. And maybe kind of tied into that, the American Consumer Satisfaction Index finds that most other social media platforms top Facebook in customer satisfaction. Google Plus took the top spot among social media with a score of 78 along with Wikipedia. Meanwhile, YouTube scored 73, Pinterest 69, and Twitter 64, and LinkedIn 63. Facebook satisfaction fell down to 61. That's five Ooh. Points down from 2011, making it fifth in the top 15 worst-rated U.S. companies for customer service.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not good. BizReport says, again, what you just talked about, when they start changing things and then customers give pushback and they don't respond to that pushback. I'm sure that that's part of the deal. Don't change something people are used to, and then when they tell you that they don't like it, if you just ignore them, it's not a good thing. It is not a good thing.
Yeah, Mr. President.
Yeah, well, no, sorry. Sorry. If you're in the minority, then that doesn't matter. In the minority, you sit down, shut up, and most importantly, pay your taxes so that everybody else can get what they want and didn't work for. I didn't say that, did I?
Safe Light Repair, yeah. Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com. Or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Amish Furniture for Generations. Been around a few years doing, well, what they've been doing is they've been bringing you furniture that's solid wood, that's handcrafted, bench built by Amish craftsmen, designed to last for generations. In fact, it really does. But what's also neat about Amish Furniture for Generations is that you can create that piece of furniture the way that you want it to be. In other words, the finish that you want, the type of wood that you want, the look that you want. Maybe you want some sort of custom feature added to it. You can do that with Amish Furniture for Generations, again, because it is bench built by a single Amish craftsman and, again, designed to last for generations. You'll find nothing but solid wood there. You'll find accent pieces there all the time at Amish Furniture for Generations that can enhance your home. But in their location on Boonville Road, just down the street from Kroger on Boonville, they've been in there for a few months, and the way that the store is laid out, the way that the furniture is shown, really gives you a good feel for what it would be like in your home or your office. But know this, you've got solid wood furniture, quality built, to last for generations. It's the name of the business, and it is indeed what they are. It's Amish Furniture for Generations. Stop in and see them. See the black and white awning there on the center right there on Boonville Road, just down from the Kroger. Okay, scientists have found a structure that is so large that it undermines their understanding of the universe itself. This is a collection of quasars that measures 4 billion light years across.
So these wouldn't be quasi quasars.
No, they wouldn't. No, they'd be like super dynamic. Okay, so to put that in perspective, the entire Milky Way is about 100,000 light years wide. Okay, this thing again is 4 billion light years wide. I got one question. If it's so big, why did it take them so long to find it?
No kidding.
Scientific
it's
humor.
It's dark in space.
That's what it is. It's scientific humor, which we all just love.
I know. That's what I woke up for this morning.
You bet. The nation's largest nudist association is looking for corporate sponsors and leaders that think the time might be right for their moment in the sun.
Where do they put the logo?
Yeah, I know. Now that the organic food movement has given the word naked a wholesome new meaning, suggesting natural and free of preservatives, the word is popping up in all kinds of products. There's naked pizza, there's bare naked granola, there's naked grape Chardonnay, and more than one naked lager out there. Since October, yes.
I've never liked that type of advertising. I just thought it was dumb, like just trying to get your attention.
Well, sure.
I don't know if I would jump on the bandwagon if I were the nudist.
Okay. She's not jumping on the naked bandwagon. I understand. Since October, the group has sent out about 100 letters. They have written to the makers of naked products and to the companies selling items their members use a lot, like Hawaiian Tropic and Bullfrog sunscreens. Yeah.
There's a reason for clothes.
Yeah, and they're also targeting companies that they think should be interested because their advertising has gone au naturel, if you will, in an artful way. Geico, Nike, Reebok, Dove, Delta Faucet, all of them. So we'll see, but apparently they are.
How is Nike going to work
well,
if you're naked?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But again, I guess I haven't seen the ads, but apparently they have you some that have done that. The response has been skimpy.
No.
So far, they've received three letters of regret and a case of Eden J. Gallo Winery's naked grape wine in response, but that's about all they got going. So,
well, if we're going to do that, then we need to pursue some of these naked lagers.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Sure. If you're gonna,
we need to send them letters from now on.
Sure. See how that works out for us. It's probably safe to say that everybody has experienced a headache. Most of us have even had bad headaches. While scientists search for new treatments and solutions for warding off headaches, there's some research-backed headache strategies that don't involve acetaminophen or ibuprofen. According to the TV show The Doctors, have you ever seen this thing?
No.
I've seen about 3 minutes of this, and it's like, you know, four different doctors, and they've all got, you know, there's the hunk doctor, and there's the smart-looking doctor, and they've all got some sort of a take that they want to make on things of medicine. But anyway, according to the TV show The Doctors, acupuncture is effective at reducing chronic pain, including migraines. Recently analyzed data from 29 studies show acupuncture relieved headache pain more than standard treatments. Supplements may also be helpful, including the herb butterbur. Guidelines developed by the American Academy of Neurology and the American Headache Society found the herb is effective at both preventing migraines and reducing the severity of the attacks. Finally, limit your lies. Early research shows people who told fewer than three fibs a week complained less of headaches than the average U.S. American, who tells 11 lies a week on average. 11 lies a week.
I'm surprised it's that small.
Are you? Well, that's, anyway, that's, and when you consider that's on average, that means there's some people out there doing a heck of a lot more than that. So taking your share
per capita in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, imagine what that's like. I don't remember. Did we talk about the dust storm in Australia on Friday? Okay.
The ones that catch on fire?
No. This is something completely different.
Oh.
This was a dust storm that hit the western coast of Australia. Now, it happened last Wednesday, and if you have not seen the photographs of this, haven't seen any video, but it's still photographs, this stuff is amazing. Just go in there and look for Red Wave, because that's basically what it looked like, was a giant wall of sand that I want to say, I don't know, 700, 800 feet tall, just coming across the water and across the western part of the ocean because there was a cyclone out there. Winds up to 63 miles an hour.
Holy cow!
You see, that's pretty amazing stuff. It's pretty amazing pictures that are almost not of the earth, it would seem like.
That looks photoshopped.
Yeah, it does, but apparently it's not. And we talked last week about they had recorded temperatures of 129 degrees in Australia, and apparently so hot in parts of Australia that gasoline evaporates before you can pump it. I mean, kind of apocalyptic type stuff happening out there. So, but if you get a chance to have a look at that today, it's pretty incredible. And again, hide it and put the solitaire back up when the boss walks by, though.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF.
The new year's here and changes may be coming, but one thing that never changes are the great monthly specials at Rattlers. Start the morning off with any size fresh brewed coffee or cappuccino for only 79 cents. Stop by for lunch and get two hot off the grill tornadoes for only $1. And, of course, after work, go by any participating Rattlers and pick up an ice-cold 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors families of beers for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Jackson.
Hey, about 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's go into the newsroom. Kat's got a breaking story for us.
Well, it was actually just before 1 a.m. this morning, mm-hmm. a man was hit by a Union Pacific train. He had been crossing the train track. So there's not any details, really, except that it was a white male.
Okay, do we know where it was?
The area of FM 2154 and William Fitch Parkway.
Okay, so in College Station. All right. Okay, we'll keep you up to date on that. We'll have more information for you at noon. And do we have any, and what was the condition?
What do you mean?
What was his condition?
Oh, he's dead.
Okay, all right. So a guy, a white male, is killed, hit by a train on 2154 near Fitch. We'll have details for you in a little while. Okay, with every presidential inauguration comes a whole bunch of swanky parties. President Obama's, second go-around, Alicia Keys, Brad Paisley, Katy Perry, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, Mark Anthony, Usher, John Legend, and the cast of Glee all will be there for the swearing-in ceremonies. Good for them. Oh, and you already knew that Beyonce is set to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But there also will be a very special surprise as Destiny's Child will also reunite on stage.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, to perform the group's new single, Nuclear, and then to sing a greatest hits medley. The big game, of course, would be February the 3rd in New Orleans. And if you've just not gotten enough Monkees, even though one of them's dead, Mike Nesmith of the Monkees will do a few solo dates in the spring. He posted on Facebook that there will be 15 shows starting west, heading east. He wrote just about all the songs, you know. He did a sold-out Monkees tour with those guys last year in honor of Davy Jones, but now he's going to do a single. Adele was on the Golden Globes, apparently, last night. Won a Golden Globe for Best Original Song because she co-wrote the theme from Skyfall. Apparently looked really good because, you know, she had a kiddo not too long ago. So I guess she slimmed down a little bit.
I like her a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she's incredibly talented.
Yeah, great voice. The first Beatles single, Love Me Do, is now part of the public domain in Europe.
Really?
Law that says the copyright for recorded music there expires after 50 years. Love Me Do and P.S. I Love You was released at the end of 1962, so the copyright expired December 31st of 2012.
Wow.
Means any record label, any person for that matter, can release those two Beatle recordings without being sued. U.S. copyright recordings are good for 95 years, so can't happen here, but it can happen over there.
If you recorded that then, let's say you did it in Europe,
yeah,
and it crossed over and was a hit here, then do you pay royalties here and not there?
Yeah, I think that's probably the way that has to happen. Yeah, I'm not an attorney. Don't play one on the radio.
I
think that's the way it works. Yep. A man jumped into a meteor crater mine shaft just outside Flagstaff, Arizona, so he could, quote, appease the gods. Okay. Instead, made a whole bunch of people mad. Over two dozen first responders battled freezing temperatures, high winds, rough terrain to rescue him. He fell about 100 feet to the bottom of the shaft. He's recovering in a hospital. I hope they make him pay for that.
I do, too.
I mean, if you do something stupid like that, and you really didn't have to...
Well, he cared more about appeasing the gods than appeasing the emergency responders.
Yeah, well, that's it. But again, make them pay if we can do that. Turns out that Zero Dark 30 surprised everybody, and they pulled in more folks over the weekend in the movies.
No kidding.
Yep, 24 million people, more than Haunted House at 18, Gangster Squad at 16. I thought that'd do better. And Django Unchained did 11 million. Now, last night, again, the Golden Globes, Bill Clinton was a surprise guest at the Golden Globes. He appeared to present clips from the nominated movies that included Spielberg's Lincoln, and they think that's probably why he was there, kind of as a favor to Steven Spielberg. So anyway, he did all that, and he introduced the clips, and he said, Lincoln, a tough fight to push a bill through a bitterly divided House of Representatives. Winning it required the president to make a lot of unsavory deals that had nothing to do with big issues. I wouldn't know anything about that, though. Ah, ha, 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 ha. So after the clip, and he's all done, Amy Poehler, who's the co-host, comes back out. She goes, wow, was that exciting or what? That was Hillary Clinton's husband. All right, on this date in history, let's see. The first successful C-section in 1794.
Holy cats.
Yeah, 1794 performed without anesthesia.
Oh!
Without. On his wife. Yes, on his wife.
I guess at desperate times.